Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Kathy Perry joining us again. KP is back. I know I'm excited too. KP is the she's one of the top social media strategists in the, on the planet. She's my social media strategist, and she's here to talk to us about some really important things. Kathy, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So Twitter, you got some Twitter tips for us, don't you?
I do. Well, you know, you can use Twitter to help you in your Google rankings, and you want to be found in that Google search. So if you are posting and tweeting, let me see, correct that, tweeting regularly on Twitter, you have a really higher chance of being found on Google.
Google wants to have your, they want to put your Twitter feed under your name, don't they? They want to associate your Twitter feed. Well, if you go look up some important person, and you'll see it'll give you a line or two for them, and then under that you'll see a little ribbon of left to right. You'll see a little ribbon of tweets.
It's a carousel of their tweets, and which is great. But you don't get that unless you're tweeting a lot, you know, frequently on a regular basis.
Right.
You need to be engaging with other people, interacting. You know, you want your tweets to be relevant so that they're really speaking to trending topics. So you might want to check what are the trending hashtags and making sure you're engaging regarding that, or you're tweeting about some of those trending hashtags. And you want to add in videos and, you know, maybe pictures. You don't want to just have it be just the tweet. You want to, you know, shake it up a bit. And you can use emojis as well. But definitely it's helpful with a Google search to be able to have Twitter activity happening. And just a burst here and now isn't going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
you need to be a little bit more interactive.
Right. And that's really not easy for a lot of small businesses to have that kind of content.
No, it isn't.
You know, it's easy for us because I do 2 hours of radio every day. And so it's easy for us to pull little bits and pieces out of what I do. That part of it's easy. I say it's easy. We have to do it. It's work. But still, it's publishing. But you know, as you know, Kathy, in my Age of the Customer book, I have a whole chapter in there that says you must become a publisher. That's the title of the chapter. You must become a publisher. So this
really
is where
important.
You need help. If you can't, most people can't run their business and be the Twitter expert. You need help, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You definitely have to have someone helping you because it is too much to try to keep up with everything. You might have to use some automation tools to assist. One of my friends and a client, she put together a whole series of tweets and then scheduled them off. You know what I mean? So she took an hour to put it all together, schedule them all, rather than doing it every day.
Right. Yeah, and you,
so,
of course,
you want to do that.
As you say, there are tools that will help you do this, will help you spread them out. But one thing that a person helping you will do, folks, is there, if you find somebody who understands how Twitter works, and there isn't, you do need to understand, Twitter's a different animal. And so if you find somebody who understands how it works, they not only will do the logistical publishing part of the deal, they'll look around what's going on in your company, and they'll identify things that are tweet-worthy that you would never think was. What do you think, Kathy?
That's true. Yeah, and actually, Jim, you know, if somebody looks up Jim Blasingame, they're going to see your carousel on the first page of Google with your Twitter feed.
Yep, it's there. And,
so
and,
there you go.
But it works. However, I will tell you this, folks. I have to say this. I'm not crawfishing on what I just said, but make sure that you give your Twitter person some guidance on what can
yes.
be what can be tweeted and what you don't want to be tweeted. For example, you don't want them,
the voice.
You don't want them tweeting something that would compromise their customer relationship. And a lot
That's
of young,
right.
especially young people, don't know that. They don't understand that when you hire a young person to be your Twitter expert. Hold on to that thought. So think about using Twitter to increase your Google rankings, folks. It's 20 till. Right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.